Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, the snappy dresser and the queer finally are here. One is drinking beer, one has a cucumber in his rear. Neither of them has a career. The snappy dresser and the queer, each of them should get a rope and tie it to a chandelier.
Jim show starts right now.
Now, if that's a little too... You can lower it. If that's a little too much, we could find a peppier...
Oh, a peppier one.
We're very open to suggestions.
I like the sound of that one. It's like a Game of Troons.
I thought it was going to be a toodly-doo.
Right.
Then it was very Celtic.
Yeah, he said the Anthony.
I know.
And Jim's show, so...
Yeah.
I like that, though.
It's upbeat, though, right? It makes you happy. It
makes you excited. Take on the day.
It does make you ready to take on the day, and I think it sums us up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Except I'm not queer, and he's... Oh, well. Well, welcome, Zach. I'm so you're our second guest, and we're so happy that it was you.
And it's an honor to be here. You know, I'm a huge fan of both of you guys. You mean the world to me. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. Buddy. Thank you for coming.
Did you do O&A back in the day?
Never got to.
You never did?
Nah, just missed it.
Okay.
I wrecked it before he could come on the show.
Oh.
I wrecked the whole thing.
Whenever did you?
Just threw a grenade.
It really was. It was like we just were summer vacationing in Nagasaki.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I got a call.
And then Aunt mispronounced that. He had a black waitress at a Japanese restaurant.
There's no I at the beginning of that word, sir. Wait, hold on a second. I know what he said. For YouTube, he called it Nagasushi.
Oh, God.
That's good.
He just the brakes.
It really is fun ruining a good flow.
Oh, that makes me happier.
Is there anything
you're so good at?
I know. It's just a natural. It's a gift. It's a gift.
I do it with movie quotes at my wife's family's house all the time, and they just plow through it.
They just
plow through it. We were eating Italian food, and I said something. I was like, I'm sitting here eating macaroni with ketchup. And the mom goes, I used to have that when I was little, and just keeps talking.
Oh, no.
Just nothing.
Like, they don't get that you're doing
not a thing.
A Goodfellas reference? Or...
Never.
There was
oh, that's hilarious.
It's for me only.
Yeah,
and then she'll hit me, because I'll go, no, I said.
There was a thing on Twitter where there was like that mob, it's a mafia, like mob movie thing, where they have mob quotes, and they're like, what's your favorite quote from a mob thing? And I gave some awful one that I completely butchered, and I know that they didn't get that I didn't mean that I meant to do it. It's really satisfying. I wish I could remember. You think if I'm going to tell a story, I would have the fucking fucking amateur idiot.
But you should be whacked out.
Oh,
see?
That's right.
Keeping it all.
What? No ziti fucking now?
I just
watch your mouth.
You know what I watched recently? Donnie Brasco was on. And then, so I start looking up stuff on it. And the real Donnie, the real lefty, he didn't get killed by the mob.
No.
He lived. He went to jail for 15 years
and
got out.
No, it was Sonny Black. They got, was it Sonny Black that they killed? That way, they called him.
Oh, and they went into the basement and they killed him?
Yeah.
Oh, did Sonny, Michael Madsen's character in real life?
Yeah. I think that's what happened. They kind of combined those characters because I'm pretty sure he was the one, because of Donnie Brasco, like he's the guy that should have known and he was responsible for that crew.
Even though he's not the one who brought him in.
Yeah, yeah. So they...
The guy Tony Soprano was based off of Flipped, right?
Who was he based off of?
There was a real mobster who worked out of a pork store. And he had all this, and owned a strip club.
Yeah, there was a Jersey.
And he flipped, and there's conversations the FBI have where they're watching The Sopranos, and they're like, we gotta go talk to these guys.
Yeah.
I think that's us.
Have you seen this show? I think that's us. Yeah, they're mentioning names of people.
Yeah, yeah. Because there was one guy that called Gandolfini after, I think they had a barbecue episode, and he goes, hey, just personally, Dons don't wear shorts.
Yeah, and they put it in the show.
Yeah.
They did, right?
Well, they had Carmine say it to him.
Dons don't wear shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure you know. I know you know. The Carmine, the real actor, that was the guy portrayed in Green Book. Remember Green Book? It's about the guy, the white guy.
He drives the piano player.
Drives the black piano player around in the South, and it seems like a real feel-good Hollywood movie.
Uh-huh.
It's all true. And that driver who was portrayed wound up becoming the Carmine on The Sopranos.
Oh, so the real guy.
The real guy is Carmine in The Sopranos. When he was younger, he drove that guy around. He said they remained friends till he died. Like, that was completely true.
Did he call him a Moulinian?
Not in the movie, no. Not in the movie, no. But I imagine in real life it slipped out a couple times.
High school principal brought in his cousin to talk to us, and it was the guy that played Ralph Cifaretto.
Joey Pants.
Joey Pantalone, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he talk to you about?
I don't know. Fucking a motivational speech about doing right in life.
He's a weird guy. I had him on the show once, and he's not... anything like
my bottle from the top.
And but he it's one of these very method acting guys, and so it's weird about actors. If they're good, they sell it, and you think, oh, that's that guy, and then you realize why they're good, because acting is their whole life and that they live it. So when you're talking to them as them, you're going like, I kind of like the Cifaretto guy.
I mean, like every time De Niro speaks ever?
Every single time. I don't want to, you know, it's a friend of his.
Okay.
He's a dear friend of ours.
Who said it was like, Dana Gould said it was like meat in a shoe.
I never liked Dana Gould.
You'd see him on a talk show because it was so rare that he would be on a talk show. And you'd see him and they'd ask him questions, just be like, yeah. Yeah, no, that was good. You're like, anything? Do you have any fucking thing? I would say good actors have to be empty vessels, and they're told where to stand, how to move, what to say, obviously, because they are so shallow, because they don't have anything to distract from that, like a real personality.
And then you create whatever it is, the guy you're playing fills the empty.
It's the same reason people that play monsters or like heavily made up characters are very gaunt. Because you need to build on something.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, like Robert Englund, very sucked in. Or anybody that plays like monsters.
You bet
they're
he is.
Very, very, yeah. They're very, very gaunt because you can't subtract from your face.
But you can add on prosthetics and things like that. Interesting.
He played Fred Krueger, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yes, Fred Krueger.
Guy who overexplains and ruins the fucking conversation. We interviewed him many years ago.
Yeah.
On O&A. I mean, that's probably, but I think that's back in the NEW days.
NEW.
We had him on.
Holy jeez, man.
That's the dude, that's, if I could, one franchise. I want to be canon in one big franchise and just do everything.
You
want to
be canon?
Like, yes. Oh,
the canon of canon. Yeah. William Conrad.
You want to be a part in a franchise that I just want to do those cons. I just want to sit at the convention and meet everybody, and then go get drunk and do karaoke with these animals.
Oh. And it seems now it's more accepted. Either that or Hollywood is really taking the shit that everyone says it is, and they're not paying actors. Actors can't get jobs. But
they're not getting residuals. No one's getting.
Yeah.
Everybody that was on TV, they said you make 100 episodes, and you're done for life.
Right.
Because you're going to get your residual check. but now Netflix. Like, we don't know who's watching. Bullshit.
They have their
analytics. They know who the fuck watches what.
Thank you for filling in analytics. I couldn't think of it. That's what a non-showbiz guy. They got their the buttons to tell them.
They got the numbers and the arrows.
I'm fucking Jersey flop. I really am a Jersey flop. I'm one comedy club curtain away from a fucking rope.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, there's nothing fun. When they have karaoke after the horror cons, and you get to see who's a drunk.
They really do karaoke with the celebrities?
No, they don't announce they're going to be there. They're at the bar.
They just are there.
And they're like, I'm skipping this line. Who did I walk? I walked in on Greco doing Pearl Jam.
Who's Greco?
Richard Greco.
I know him, but I don't know what he did.
The long duster he played.
He was the guy from the, he was a spinoff from 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
I don't. Yeah.
The other good looking guy when Johnny Depp.
I know him from Always Sunny when they started wearing the trench coats. He's like, I'm doing a Greco thing.
A Greco thing.
He was singing Pearl Jam. The mom from Pet Sematary, who was on Star Trek as well, was shit hammered at the bar. And then the guy that was the Crypt Keeper went up, the voice, and did Bohemian Rhapsody as the Crypt Keeper.
How was it?
It was fucking awesome,
Jim. Liked it.
It was. Yeah, it's the funnest.
Do you know who I wanted to meet at a comic? I love Comic Cons. I love them. All of the original the Warriors were together. Right. Yeah, and they're all like in their 60s. But I was like, that's a group that I would like to meet.
I've seen pictures of them where they take a picture with somebody else. And that's got to be a good
photo. That's a great shot.
Scheduled photo shoots now. So it'll be an hour block. You pay a lot more, but you get everybody. In one shot.
How much are they? Wait. Oh, like the Comic Cons they do them?
Yeah, a couple hundred. Or they'll do in costume.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be like the person dressed as the cat. Like
that costs more.
Robert Englund in Freddy. He doesn't do it anymore.
It's got to be a crime.
500 a person.
Oh, 500?
I would have done that, though. Because, he's probably hours. They probably, is he wearing a mask or is he actually
No, he's
makeup?
In the shit.
I would
does
I'd
he
pay
get behind you with the and put the claws on
Yeah, he
hand?
Called my friend's son a piggy.
Of course he does.
Or the real fucking Robert Englund, he probably puts his claws in your hips. Puts his rotten, burned dick in you.
I used to get booked to do stand-up at tattoo conventions, and it was awful because...
All midgets? They jokes.
They blimp.
Holy shit.
And it's not set up at all. You're in a convention center on the stage, no one's watching you.
Oh, shit.
And people are just shopping and getting tattoos. And somebody would book a bunch of comics for it, and I would just bomb every time.
Oh, God.
But it was when I needed the gigs.
Yeah.
And one time they go, and the lady standing right in front of the stage tells the comic before me, we can't hear you guys. The sound's too low. So I go up and I really belt that. Like, I really over enunciate my act. Somebody comes up to me and goes, hey, all the speakers are in the middle of the room.
Oh, shit.
And
so
when
those
you yelled, everyone was getting tattoos, and all the tattoo artists went zzz, and fucked up every tattoos. You have to leave because there's like 10 tattoo artists who are going to beat the shit out of
you.
And they took me out the back into a car and drove me to the train.
Serious, they wanted to kill you.
They were like, they're going to beat the shit out. Like, they're waiting for you to come out the door.
That makes sense, though, with tattoo artists.
Yeah,
they're not the... They kind
of
come from a culture.
A lot of them probably learned while they were locked up.
Right.
Fucking tattoo somebody.
In the joint.
Yeah, or they're bikers.
Prison tats.
A real group of lower stock.
My tattoo artist has horns.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, the under the scalp.
Yeah, he's tattooed up to his eyeballs. He has horns. He's got a bunch of body mods. He's got scarification.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't get it.
He's out of his mind. He's a suspension artist, too. He does the hook hanging.
Oh, the hooks. Yeah.
And I've watched a few times people try and not know that those are those people and pull some shit at bars. You want to talk about a group of people not to start a fight with.
Yeah, they're impervious to pain.
Yeah, I watched a guy take the mic away from, they were doing a sideshow act. It was at Beauty Bar in the Village. And this guy's drunk, coked up. And he takes the mic and goes, I don't like what you guys are doing. You know, this isn't entertainment. And I watch five different guys go in their back pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm standing next to my buddy and the bouncer. And I go, hey, they're going to kill him.
Yeah.
And he goes, what? And the bouncer goes, yeah, they all reaching for knives right now. I go, are you going to do anything? He goes, fuck no.
Yeah, and I walked
through the crowd with my buddy John, who's a big guy too, and we bear hugged the guy, picked him off his feet, and threw him in the gutter. And he's screaming at us, trying to hit us. I went, I'm saving your life. And then I come back, and the bouncer goes, thanks, man. I don't want to see that guy get stabbed.
Damn,
why are they like
dunce.
That? I guess that they're just, they're used to people fucking with them, too, because they look so nuts half
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
Especially,
it's got to be an excuse, right? You like to fight. You like to... So
they're all pretty, I would call them tough customers.
Yeah.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, tough cookies.
Yeah.
Like Trump would go, he's one tough cookie. What was I going to ask? Oh, what is the modification the guy has?
He's got a nipple removed.
Why would you do that?
I don't.
Why?
I've asked. He's just like, I don't know. We were all doing it.
What did he say?
Yeah, we just did it at a party one night.
Holy shit.
We used to do shows... like sideshow nights, and I would do stand up, and they were all pretty fun, but it became a game of like some bars were like, we're gonna lock the door.
Oh shit.
Whatever happens in here, everyone be cool. And it would become a game of who's gonna really push boundaries.
Top, you gotta top the last
and,
guy.
My buddy Arlo goes up and he does an act where he lays on a bed of nails and gets a lap dance. And then a girl walks a ladder of machetes. Then Arlo goes back in, and they make a salad on his forehead with a machete. So he's got a plate under his head. He's laying down, and they put each vegetable on his head and make a start chopping with the machete. And does he not get, very accurate.
Does he get bloody?
Oh, yeah. And then I was like, I'm going to win this one. I go up. I do my regular act, and then Arlo had taught me how to do, he does rat trap on his tongue. And it's Gangfest, I put a rat trap on my dick. So I was like, I'm going to do that.
Holy shit.
I go up, I'm like, I got this. My tattoo artist goes after me and put a firework in his urethra and shot it across the room.
Holy shit.
And I go, how was he? He goes, oh, I'm fine. I just got some powder burns inside my dick.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won. That's my buddy Claw. He won. We were like, you win tonight, bud.
The ladder of machetes, obviously it's the rungs and the sharp edges are up,
mm-hmm.
and she climbs. How the fuck would you do that?
I can't. I think, because I know a few glass walkers, they really work on like the sole, like they toughen up the soles of their feet. I think it's like fire walkers too. My favorite, I saw a guy named Bazoo the Clown. And have you ever seen a contortionist go through a tennis racket?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Really?
Usually it's a tiny chick.
I've seen that act.
And they put their one leg through, and then they like pop their hip, and they can go through. And he's a real thin guy. He does the tennis racket. Impressive. To see a guy do it is crazy. Then he goes, all right, we're going to up the danger. Gets completely naked and takes out a barbed wire ring the size of the tennis racket and does it again.
Did he cut himself?
No.
Sounds gay.
It does, right?
Sounds a little gay.
I did a trick like that one time, but it was with a Hulu, believe me. I'm not taking any chances, guys.
Oh, Jim.
I'm not taking any chances. You know?
I don't think you'd be winning first prize.
Oh, I know, but I get out of there with my skin
There's another
attached.
Guy. It's the POR stunt show. POR. I can't remember what it stands for. They do the gathering, and my friend put a nail gun through his bicep to a piece of wood.
Oh,
and then the nail.
Why would you do this?
Bent, so they had to take it out the wrong side.
Oh, the head had to get pulled through.
Yeah, they couldn't get it back out because it bent, and they had to take it out through the head
some
side.
Bolt cutters or something.
No, because then it would get stuck inside you.
Oh, okay.
You can't have that.
Yeah, no.
You don't like any of that weird.
I don't like any of that shit.
I'm not crazy about it. It just happens to happen around me a lot.
We would have people come on ONA at NEW.
Yes.
A lot of times. That would just do some weird shit sometimes. I'm just, I guess I'm just kind of a regular guy.
Who was it that got their staple scrotum? Their staple scrotum. Yes. That's when you take a stapler and you make it smell like onions.
You run your ball bag across the staples.
You put it on the bridge of your nose.
That was easy.
Yeah. One staple here, one staple there. What is it? Didn't we have some? Maybe it was you and Opie who did it.
I think it was Steve-O.
Yeah, he the butterfly. He would staple his balls to either side of his thighs.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, it's never been a thing.
I don't know. I was never that guy. You know, a couple of kids in school that would do weird shit too. Yeah. They were the go-to guys that would do like, hey, put this or cut yourself or whatever the fuck it is.
Do you remember? Oh.
No, I was never one of those guys.
I was going to say, do you remember like the kids in school who everybody would abuse, and especially back in our age group, like it was just awful.
Are you going to talk about it, Jimmy? Were you the little kid?
I just wanted people to laugh.
Oh.
But they needed to come. No, it was this. I don't want to say the kid's name, but it was these brought. They were very poor. They had a tiny house, and there was always dog shit on the pillows. It was really a mess.
Oh God!
But one of them snapped, like he couldn't take being picked on anymore, and he took a fucking like a hairspray thing and a lighter, and he fucking burned the guy. Who was
named Jeremy. Jeremy Spoken.
Is that what that's about?
Yeah.
Oh.
Talking about a school shooter.
Kid in school that
I didn't know that. Finally
snapped.
Oh, I'm too busy thinking of the old lady behind the counter to buying something. The old lady behind the general store counter. By the way, Eddie Vedder, I love when he does covers. Like, I love his cover of I Believe in Miracles by the Ramones. I like that. What the black? What's the one from the fucking...
The Johnny Rebel?
What's that?
No. Don't
we
ask.
Joy.
Even Patreon wouldn't
say. R.I.P. David Allan Coe.
Talks about sending some people home.
Yes. He had a tattoo
America
on his...
for work.
Yeah.
He had a tattoo on his penis, I think. It was... When I was a kid, there was a porn magazine that had David Allan Coe's dick in it, and he had a tattoo in the middle of his dick, and I don't remember what it was.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
It's another insane
thing. But here I am talking about it 50 years later.
Penis piercings, Prince Albert.
It's just bizarre.
I want to give that.
I showed it on your show.
Oh, that's right. How the fuck? Why would you do that?
Okay, I'll tell you this. I am convinced I backwards my way into a comedy career from that day.
Wow.
Because what had happened was, I was the first time I did your show. I think Gavin was there telling me to take my dick out.
Newsom.
Yeah. And I did. That night on Reddit, somebody said, hey, the guy that took his dick out on Kumia today has a roast battle against Karen Feehan.
Oh, okay.
And that video went viral. It was the number one video on Reddit.
That's right.
And that's how my video went viral, was from doing your show.
Yeah.
And that's how I started getting booked on writing jobs.
I don't know how that.
And I remember
I bumble-fucked my way backwards into comedy, and it was 100% that day. Whew.
Obviously, it was painful. Because is there any sexual satisfaction from that whatsoever?
The way I like to describe it, Mr. Kumia,
yeah,
is girls have what I would call a sluck-it list.
Oh, okay.
So the same way,
it's like a bucket
if you know a midget,
sluts. He
probably does pretty good. Because there's some girl at the bar that's like, I'm going to fuck this midget.
I have to fuck this guy, yeah.
And I will say a good amount of the women I've been with, I would say probably wouldn't have fucked me had I not had it, and they had never tried that before.
So you're saying that there's a lot of women out there who like almost impotent guys who blink a lot?
And then I got it stretched a couple times, so I would get girls to come back and fuck me again to try the new gauge.
Does it smell, though? I mean, I know you can't smell it, but I kissed a girl with ear gauges one time, and I could just smell it. It smelled like a belly button.
They have a cheesy the gauges do.
Stunk.
With a dick piercing, no, because you piss on it every day and clean it.
Oh, okay. That's why my wife's face has always smelling good.
That's why they call you the good smelling chest kid.
Yeah, that's why my throat always smells great.
Wait, so there's a gauge in it?
I had Tim. I took it. Yeah. Two gauge. I've taken it back down. I got up to a 2 gauge, but now I'm back down to an 8.
What does a 2 gauge mean?
So a regular earring you would see in somebody's ear would probably be a 12 or a 14. And the lower the number gets, the bigger the circumference.
Oh.
So when you start to see plugs, those would be like a 0 or a 00. And then it goes into quarters. But I had a 2 gauge. If you just Google 2 gauge captive bead ring, what I had in my dick, if it was in my nose, people would have trouble talking to me.
I don't understand how a gauge goes into your dick piercing, because doesn't it go
taper
through the urethra?
It goes through the head and out the pee hole.
Oh, that fella's big.
And you get a taper, so it's a little plastic thing that gets a little wider, and they put it in and stretch it, and you usually go a gauge at a time.
And did the piss just fall out of it?
No, because it's tight in there.
I'm trying to figure.
Doesn't it hurt when they put a needle in your urethra?
Yes.
I would hate that.
Yeah, the girl that did it was an angry lesbian, and she went, "Don't piss on me." The last guy I did pissed when I did this, and she just fucking she freehanded it too. She fucking.
I don't.
Did you do that?
I don't know.
You don't like any, but you don't like any spank. You like being spanked?
No, I think it's silly. I think it's fucking silly.
It doesn't turn you on.
No, it would be so embarrassing.
Really?
Just.
Why?
Ooh, I've been a bad boy.
Yeah, paddling
your
ass.
I don't like role play stuff.
No, you're a good actor,
like
I'm
that.
Sure.
Oh, yes, wonderful actor.
Don't you ever want to just pretend you're a human being? Pretend you're nice?
There was a girl that wanted me to hold a loaded gun to the back of her head.
At least you thought that's what she wanted.
she said she was dreaming about it.
And I was like, no. I'm not doing
no,
that.
No, not a loaded gun. That's
I wouldn't even do
crazy.
Unloaded. I wouldn't do anything because what does that do? What does that do? And then the choking thing. Oh, yeah, put your hand. And they'll grab your hand and push harder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing?
I just figured that like they just want to black out and forget this experience. So she's like, could you help me pass out and just finish?
I had an easier way of killing themselves.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I fucking, role play I'm a little okay with, but I don't like it too.
Everything. Dirty talk. It's you run out within 3 seconds. You're done. No, not you, huh?
Oh, no.
You got a whole
weeks.
Fucking.
Sure do.
Weeks.
Yeah, and then we're in the bathroom at Amtrak. There's a lot of directions you can go in.
Yeah.
I had a dominatrix tell me she wanted to cut my head off once, and it fucking came so hard.
Really?
She tied my. Dude, she was Jewish and Puerto Rican, and she was, to this day, this girl fucking. When I'm flatlining in a couple months, this is going to be what replays. She took out nylon rope. She tied my hands to the headboard, and I had my boots on, my boots to the footboard. Then she put a string, nylon rope through my dick ring.
Holy
and shit. Tied it to the footboard so that if I got hard, it was too taut. And then she got naked and masturbated on my head for about an hour.
What an easy gig for her. I just got to jerk off on this guy's head while his fucking little penis is tied to his tootsies.
You
got to
also know how to tie me a sheep shank.
Undiscussed.
Like, don't get your dick hard, Mr. Hooper.
Not too easy, is it, Chief?
Untied me, made me eat her ass.
Ooh,
and then
that's nice.
No charge, blew me.
No charge.
No charge, blew me.
She didn't upsell you.
Dude, I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, very nice. What a nice girl. That's very rare, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, too, before I forget.
Sorry, I pigged up your fucking show immediately.
Not at all.
Perfect.
Please. I mentioned Cracker Miko to you, who's really funny. But your names sound very similar.
Yes. That's my brother.
I almost said really. I swear to God.
Wow.
I fucking have been so literal lately. I almost said really, but then I'm like, no.
People do. I say it so much that people do ask. I either say brother or cousin a lot. But we had a joke on Real Ass Pod, me and Lewis's podcast. Mike Rainey made a joke that there should be a rapper named Crack Amico. We were like, let's have a contest. And we had all these people send in demos, and then we had rounds where they had to rap, like battle rap each other and make music videos, and he won.
Yeah, hands
and we
down.
Paid for his first album.
Oh, nice.
And then he's just, that's been his rap name since
so
then.
So good.
Yeah, he's really funny. I love the one, the newest one too, about White Again. Like, yeah. It's almost like, what a fucking complete lane switch.
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't see it coming, and it was really great.
And it's a great song.
It's very good, yeah.
Yeah, he's super talented. We just toured together, and we're going to go back out in the fall, I think.
How was it?
Awesome.
It's fun touring with someone you like.
He got protested, and I didn't.
Why did he get protested?
Because he did a song called Slurpee, where he's dressed like an Indian guy.
Uh-oh.
And some art collective, I guess, also did shows in the space we were going to be in.
Oh, God. I fucking hate an art collective. What's more annoying than an art collective?
They said we were violating their safe space by allowing a performer to do brown face.
Oh, my God. What is an art collective?
It's a bunch of people who
don't make money to do a thing.
Yeah.
A business makes money. An art collective doesn't.
Oh, look, we're putting little bottle caps in the shape of a face.
Oh, so they make, like, artistic...
Shit art.
Shit.
Art collective.
It's the... yeah, okay. I got
but yeah, they protested. It was like a thing. I was very impressed. Yeah, I was mad it wasn't for me.
Yeah, when you get protested, you're actually, you know, someone's paying attention.
Yeah, I better do Indian jokes when I go up there.
We had that a couple of times with Gavin. Whenever Gavin goes somewhere, it was me, Gavin, and Josh Denny. And there were some protests there. Antifa and people that, you know.
You're going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to ask him what he thinks of... Because I had done a show for Vice at one point, and they never paid me. And Gavin, I didn't know him well back then. He goes, they're not going to pay you.
Bastards.
And he was right. But I mean, I would love to, he probably knows the inside of, like, they were valued so high, and then they're valued, I mean, it's the value of a few hundred million dollars.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
But I would love to know what he thinks of that.
An integral part of Vice.
I know. Even though it happened after he left, I'm sure he still knows.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you start a company, you know the...
That Shane guy from Vice.
Shane Smith, yeah.
Yeah. I played blackjack with him.
Oh, you're a brave man.
Atlantic City a couple of times, and it was brutal to watch. Like, I think I'm crazy sometimes with some of the bets. He was betting hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, that's how nuts he was.
Yeah, you know? Because I've watched Anthony gamble, and I would just go, and I could stay there for like 15 minutes. Because it was fun to watch. You fuck! What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
What's the? Is there any like thing you yell that's like what would they... Dice had this weird thing they would yell when they were gambling. Like, it was just superstitious shit. And they would pound the table.
Yeah. I yelled a few things. Starts with an N.
Oh. No bad cards.
Depends.
Was that it?
Depends on who the dealer was.
Next!
Mr. Cumia, it's called Put It All on Black.
I did get in trouble because I yelled out when I lost a big hand. And the dealer was a woman, and she got upset, called over the pit boss. And that. And I'm talking to the pit boss, and I was like, I called the hand. It was a hand.
Yeah.
I didn't say the fucking
That's
twat.
Also what dealt it.
I didn't call the twat a
is a but I didn't call
now
her
she's being a but they let me stay but
of course
they told
they did
me, like,
you're fucking gambling
exactly.
What's the most you've lost in one hand?
Oh god, one hand?
Yeah,
30 grand. Yeah,
that's when Dice and I were doing Vegas, we would watch the high rollers of like the Paris casino, because he was a big Dice fan, and he was betting, I mean, this is again 1998, 15,000 hand, 15,000, and playing two hands at once. So grand.
I was betting, I would bet like 3,000 to 5,000 a hand, and then play three hands. And then a lot of times you get dealt cards that you have to split or double down on. And now you're just pulling this out. And before you know it, you didn't want to bet that much. But if you're playing by the book, you have to. And that gets, I've won some of those though.
Yeah.
You know, that's great when you win.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have lost some of those too.
Hey, was it with you when Louis Anderson told the story of, like the $1 million blackjack night?
Oh, no.
That he won or lost?
He lost, and that in a he used to say, he said he used to go to. I it was one of the shows. I apologize.
By the way,
to
interrupt you, I saw him in a casino when I was with Andrew walking through, and Louis was just putting hundreds in a fucking thing. He was a gambler.
Oh, he was a
pumping hundreds.
Yeah. When Coming to America had just come out.
It's a movie with Ed Murphy
Arsenio
Hall.
Thank you.
Very good.
Guy who interrupts for no reason.
He had gotten a 7-Eleven commercial, and I think it was $1 million, and he lost like 500 grand in a backroom Chinese casino the night before.
God.
So he drove to Vegas at midnight and won it back at the blackjack table, won the million back, took it in a duffel bag to his trailer and hired a PA to sit with that $1 million in cash because he didn't want it to be a wash.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You got to tell people to not let you gamble and shit like that. Keith the Cop was my guy, whenever I would gamble that, to that extent. And he would look at what I'm doing and say, let's go to the cage. You're doing real good. Let's go to the cage. We'll grab something to eat. Just cash these out. We'll grab some. And we're walking back to the cage, and he gets a little in front of me, and I just go, I go to another table and put it down to get another, just one more hand.
One more rush.
Yeah. And then, we cashed out. He's had to escort me from the marina in Atlantic City. Yeah. And I had won like $35,000. And it was in like a bag that looked like a cartoon. It might as well have had a dollar sign on it. And that area, sometimes it could get a little shady. So Keith had to, I called him up, and he was on the boat. I'm like, could you come up to the casino and escort me down? Bring your gun, please.
But you didn't have any problems, but you still.
No, I just, if some people see you at the cage, you're getting stacks of money,
Don't assume there's not people that are just there looking at who's cashing out and calling an associate or a cousin who's waiting outside.
Yeah.
There was a news guy recently that got scammed.
Ernie Anastas.
No. Okay. He was an investigative journalist, too. And he said...
Chuck Scarborough.
No. Sorry. Roger Grimsby.
Was it him?
No.
Oh.
He said he got a call or an email from the Bank of America. And it told him that there was some kind of shady operation going on at his local branch. So could he go down and withdraw all his money from the account? And this idiot, he was there at the bank. They said, don't say anything to anyone because we're not sure who it is. When was the last time the bank called you to get into a sting operation?
Yesterday, actually.
I
went down.
Let me be Jim. Did it? You got a call yesterday?
I have a question. I'm looking at our lips on the screen. It's not moving at the same speed. Is it going to be like that, or is that fixed?
No, that's just a latency thing between there and there. It'll be fine on the video.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking. But then again, when am I not thinking that?
Yes.
Whenever there's not a mirror around.
My grandma got an old person scam where they cloned my voice.
Oh, yeah. Someone did that to my brother with
really?
Me.
And she thought it was you?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you walked in and she's on the phone with a cucumber. And you're like, Nana, what are you doing? She's like, what are you doing?
You asked me.
Yeah, no, she called me. My mom called and was like, are you feeling better? And I was like, why? She's like, Granny said you called this morning and said you were really sick and needed money for medicine.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And I guess, thank God my grandma would never, ever, my family won't buy things on the internet.
Yes.
My mom, to this day, will send me Amazon links.
Smart with older people.
Yes.
They don't
My mom
it.
Will send me an Amazon link and go, can you buy this? And I'll mail you a check. And I'll go, no, I'm just going to buy it. I'm not going to make an errand out of this.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want a check for $12.50 because you needed a lemonade stand fucking sign for your decorations.
Yeah.
But yeah, they called her with a clone of my voice saying I was sick.
Oh, that's scary.
I needed like $300 for this prescription. And my grandma was like, she hung up.
Good,
Because she was like,
because she thought it was really you.
Well, she said, she said something like, have my wife buy it and she would send us a check.
You know, as you're saying that right now, that's I'm going to write down. Sorry about that. I'm going to say warn mom and dad because that's actually something.
Warn mom and dad.
And I don't know if they cloned my voice just from shows, or
probably shows. Yeah, people that broadcast, you're more vulnerable because they have enough to really make it sound like you. Yes, someone did it to my brother. I think just as a goof. It wasn't try to get money or anything. And he said, I called and you were in, he said, you were in a car saying, I'm getting chased by the cops. Holy fuck. I got to get to your place. And Joe's like, what? He texted me and I'm like, yeah, it's fake. It's a,
well, I always say, cause I was like, was it my number that called? And she's like, no. And I'm like, well, there you go.
They can do that, though, too.
They can spoof it. Yes.
Technology is getting insane.
I've gotten emails that said I tried to send an email, but I didn't. It's like, how is that happening?
Have you gotten the cartel hooker one?
What is that? I hope I get it.
So if you use certain phone numbers to order ladies, sometimes you will get a text saying that... because you did not buy, you wasted her time, and you now owe her pimp however much money. And then they send pictures of dead bodies.
Oh, jeez.
And say, we are with the cartel, and this is the last guy that didn't pay us.
Oh, God.
And then...
The cheese dicks.
Yeah, that seems
no
a little like...
No cartel would do that.
And then it's like a whole... But they spam you all day with, like, pictures of dead body, and, like, we're coming... We know... They send... they send you your address. They send you your family's names and phone numbers. Geez.
Oh,
and then you come in and host a podcast with me.
They're probably like Russians or something.
But yeah, it was like a full on thing. And then the other one is the fake OnlyFans link, where it says your credit. It looks just like OnlyFans.
Oh no!
And they'll take a girl that you know, copy all her pictures, make a new Instagram. And it'll be like, hi, I just started my spicy site. And you go to put your credit card in, and it says, your credit card's been denied. Can you try a different one?
Oh, no.
And somebody I know put in like three different cards they realized they had to cancel all their cards.
Just a friend?
Just a good buddy who was, you know, it was like 6:45 in the morning. It was such a desperate.
You're all lathered up, ready to blow a load. You're edging since fucking midnight. No, you know what I've been getting in my emails? Twitter notifications that say, a thing has been opened against your account, a copyright or something.
Yep.
So I did click it to see what it was. And then it said, I went through like, do you wish to contest this? I said yes. But then it said, enter your, sign in. Nope. Like I immediately know anything that wants you to sign in from there is bullshit.
Gavin got nailed.
His Twitter I saw was...
Yeah, his Twitter, X. And he was trying to hawk these Vice coins.
I bought some. It was,
Did you?
My friend Gav.
I like being like Jimmy. Really?
I am a literal ass. How'd they fall for those things?
I don't know.
I'm not reading sarcasm as well, Zach. I don't know why.
You're just getting a little older. You're trustworthy. You know why? It's because you're happy. Because the world's finally been good to you, Jim, and you found your wife.
The world hates my guts. Are you kidding me? I'm an irrelevant fucking...
This room hates your guts.
Yeah. this chair hates your guts.
But your chairs are relieved.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I like it to warn my parents about that fucking thing, though. That really is bothering me. Like that whole spoofing the voice, because my parents are nice people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the hospital.
Like, oh, my God. They'd be wiring money to people.
Yeah. I worry about that. As your parents get old, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, they fall for everything.
Oh, they do.
And with AI, there's just every picture is real. Everything. You have older relatives and they send you something. Go, have you seen this? Like, oh, Christ, you idiot. You're a dope.
It's you fucking holding up a DEI thing, smiling happily. Like, how could you believe that? It's a lie.
I love watching people repost fake movie posters. Did you see the remake? There's going to be...
Oh, yeah,
Literally, I saw somebody, like, New Nightmare on Elm Street coming out.
Yep.
And then send it to me. I'd be like, guys, there's no way.
There are people making trailers. for things.
Yeah.
They used to make the fan fiction kind of trailer where they would clip from the actual movies and put it together. Now you could do it with AI. And if you're a good prompter and you have good pictures, you could throw together something pretty impressive.
They made a bunch of fake Avengers ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see the... the trailer. I know we watched it. I don't know what it was. The fucking when they made the Shining
into
happy.
Into a comedy.
Oh
yeah.
My god! What was the one where they made the villain? They changed the villain. Was that in? I forget what it was, but they made the bad guy the good. I can't remember. But it was just
it's funny, like people. The music out there. And the clips, the way it's cut. It looked like a comedy, yeah. Wait, like a rom-com or something.
Which one was it where they made the fucking hero the villain?
Oh, Karate Kid.
Yeah, they made Daniel the villain, yeah, yes. Yeah. Some funny people out there.
Yeah.
What kind of old man stumbling is this? What was the one where the Pat Morita? Shut the fuck up.
From the Happy Days, Arnold.
I was reading about Al Molinaro's. Boy, if I wonder why my fucking audience isn't young anymore. Al Molinaro talk. That's the name of this episode. A deep dive on Al Molinaro. But they said in the audition when he went, yeah, that got him the part.
That was it.
They loved that so much. Like, do that thing again.
He had done The Odd Couple, so.
That's true.
Kind of had a nose in the door.
I meant to tell you this the next time I saw you, Jim. So I was at my wife's family's house, and they were going through old photo albums. And it was her fifth birthday party, and
I took some pictures.
No, dude, it was at Pips Comedy Club.
Who was it?
No, her birthday party.
Her
fifth birthday party. They used to do a magician for little kids' birthday parties.
Okay, now it makes sense.
I was like, holy shit! And she's like, Dice. Oh yeah, all my friends, we all had all our birthdays at Pips.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And I saw all the pictures of the old Pips with all the little kids, and I was like, oh, I was dying to tell you.
I worked that Magic room show. A few times. Jesus. It was a tough room. I mean, Pips was not easy, but I did it like again in the mid-90s, and I was just talking to somebody about Pips. Like, the Schultz brothers are dead, George and Seth. Otto is very close to Seth. Seth shit himself. Yeah, but Otto loved that fucking room. I had a lot of conversations about Pips.
Did you ever do Cha-Cha's too in Little Italy?
No.
They reopened it for a hot minute, but it was like real deep guinea Little Italy, and they opened a room there, and I saw Levy and Colin for like 40 people.
Wow.
And it was the best.
They were both better draws back then.
And I remember going up one night, and it was a bunch of just fucking losers like me, and the booker comes in, and he goes, all right, guys, I don't want you to get excited. Tony Danza's out there eating dinner. And everybody's like practicing their act in the mirror. I'm like, what's he going to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do for you?
What? And this is like...
Was this when the Tony Danza show was on?
Way after.
Was Taxi still on?
What could be the benefit of Tony Danza being here possibly?
Yeah, and enjoying you. The Tony Danza show, when that was on at least.
Oh, that was fucking fantastic.
I got so mad at a girl I was dating because there was one episode where he was
Joan, give me a bone.
Oh, I would do my Tony Danza impression when. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I would always do that when E-Rock would go out on the line. But the girl I was dating, remember that Spider-Man outfit he had?
We're just showing his hog. Big giant hog, yeah.
But she said how he looks like he has a giant dick, and I just got annoyed. I'm like, oh, she probably likes that better.
Oh, really?
She prefers that. Now I would love to hear it. I'd be like, would you let Louis De Palma come in your asshole? Yeah.
Good, you guys have something in common.
That was very funny, though, talking to people online, and they always...
Oh, it worked perfectly. Like, that's something that you do, and as it's happening, you're just like, this can't really be working.
No one's going
to
believe this.
Oh, these fucking really dumb broad rubes you would talk to?
Oh.
I want to have you on the show cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your best thing? Eggplant pop? Come on the show. We'll
come
do a segment.
Show, you know, Tony needs to relax a little bit. Come backstage.
And they would always laugh. They never got mad.
Our strapping kids, here it comes. Right before the fucking...
yeah.
I want to start doing that again where I just do Tony.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is there anything worse than someone that tries to co-opt like, a bit as it's happening? Well,
yeah.
Like how I just told two of Lewis's stories back to back. Yes.
Oh, is that Lewis?
Yeah,
oh,
of
yes. I love Lewis. Lewis is a
greatest guy.
He's the best. I was just watching footage of him boxing again. But I really do love Lewis J. Gomez. And I love that that happened to him. Thing. I'm so happy that dumb Lewis fell for that.
I would not be in comedy. He talked me out of quitting comedy right before I wound up getting a bunch of stuff. So I owe everything to Lewis.
Why were you going to quit?
I was just fucking done. I was not getting anything. I was doing only LOL New York, the shittiest club in the history of... Yeah. It was on 44th, on the fourth floor of a building. And it was
nothing better than climbing stairs to get to a comedy.
Freight elevator. The stairs were closed, and you had to take the elevator back down with the people you just bombed in front of.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you couldn't leave before the show was over?
You couldn't get out. You couldn't get out. They locked all the stairwells. You had to take the freight elevator with the people.
Sounds like a bit of a fire hazard.
I think I went to that club right after we got kicked off the air in 2002. And they wouldn't let me in. There was a guy at the door. I think it was LOL. I'm pretty sure.
They did it to Burr, too.
Well, that was years later. And
Burr was hosting SNL that week, walked in, said, can I practice my set? And they said, you can send a tape and audition.
Holy fuck.
So he walked out, and then the next day, the fucking... I just had a bunch of slurs come out. The owner, who's a gay Spanish gentleman.
Yes, I knew him from the gym.
Yeah, Roy.
Yeah.
And he was like... Bill Burr is welcome to perform at LOL anytime.
Oh.
This is a very big mistake on the part of the club.
Yeah, he didn't know. I don't think it was him personally. It was like a door guy or something. And
former door guy, right?
Yeah,
you got to fire the guy after
you
that.
You have to if you're that stupid. Up. I've had stuff like that happen where you show up and you're like, yeah, and then just, no. But it happened at that club.
I don't know how you guys do it. Like, I see online.
I take the terrible, awful things in my life.
I just see you guys... date after date, and I think all right, the 22nd, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 28th, 29th. I'm like, how the fuck do you hop on planes and just go to these fucking places? It seems like a very miserable lifestyle.
Typically, I won't want to do it, and I'll think, like, do I really want to be responsible for 38 refunded tickets?
Oh, okay. 38.
Do I really want to have 38 people on an early show Friday because we canceled the late show? Do we really want to have to deal with that? Oh,
it just seems like not you so much because you're adored, beloved.
No.
No?
No.
Come on.
No.
No.
It happens to all of us, I guess, at one point.
Yeah.
That's what you tell yourself when you're in the mirror.
Every single club has what is happening in town that weekend. That's the reason you didn't sell.
Yeah, they always I always appreciate, but I never let them do. I'm always like, hey, I appreciate that.
The strawberry festival's in town.
Yeah, it's going to
happen. You know, it's the summer. People want to go out. It's nice out. Yeah. It's the winter. People don't want to go out. It's cold out.
Yeah, Shania Twain is fucking removing one of her roids with a rubber band. She's going to flick it into the mouth of a fan.
I did Cleveland the night of the NFL draft in Cleveland. It was a block and a half from the club.
Slow.
A little slow.
Yeah, that's understandable though, because in Cleveland, and we have to cut this for Cleveland. They're stupid assholes. They're a bunch of white trash dopes in Cleveland.
If you could find anyone, anytime I was in Cleveland, looking out the hotel window, the streets were empty.
It's very desolate. Yeah,
It wasn't. It didn't seem like a very fun place.
No, it's dangerous. I think that's why there's certain areas.
It?
Yeah, it's gotten nicer now, but I think that there was like for a while.
Yeah, it was many, many years ago.
It was a little dicey.
I don't know.
Oh.
It's
oh, it's me. It's me out.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of crime.
No,
I don't going out onto the streets. There's just an element in this, and I'm not just talking about what you think I am.
Right.
There's mental patients.
Sure.
That are running around the big cities in this country. We really do need like mental, the old school gothic gargoyles, bars on the windows.
Yeah.
They look like these giant buildings.
Crazy woman in a house coat just saying, I don't belong here.
Right. And then, all right, granny, back inside. It was great. They kept him away from society because they love doing things like pushing people in front of trains.
They love doing the things we would love to do.
Yeah, honestly, we would like to do.
It does seem fun. I mean, they're crazy because they do it. But when I see some lady get pushed in front of a train or some old person get whacked with a brick, I'm like, that must feel so good. Some old bitch fucking meandering down the street.
Imagine seeing an old Chinese lady and you're just like, I get one. I just get one crash.
She's walking right by the subway entrance. Yeah. Yeah,
she's got, a clear bag with one onion in it.
Oh, look at that white head of hair. Do you know how quick a brick is going to stain that?
Tumbling down those subway stairs.
Pushing an old person down the subway stairs. That has to feel like you beat cancer. The rush you get when you ring that
you
bell.
You beat it to killing them.
Yeah, that has to be a really great feeling.
Yeah.
The worst neighborhood I ever did a show in, the Tenderloin.
San Francisco, yeah.
Holy, dude.
Yeah.
It's a tent city. Outside of the club, tent city. My Uber dropped me off 3 blocks from the club because he said, I don't go any further than here.
Really?
Really? That's crazy.
But when I say, so when you go to like Austin and see like under the bridges and stuff, I'm pretty goddamn a liberal cuck. And I was like, flamethrowers. I don't know what else to do with this. And in the Tenderloin, all like any like corporate business, they have spikes that come out of the ground at 8 o'clock so that no one can lay in front of them.
Oh, they can't sit or lay down.
Yeah, they have just these big metal spikes come out, and that's the only way to keep your real estate.
Yeah, yeah.
Is to keep people from sleeping in front of where you are.
Yeah, because they set up tents and shit.
Yeah, they'll just claim the land as theirs, set up a tent, and now they're a problem.
But why do the business owners like that? They enjoy that?
No, they put up spikes to
spikes for them.
Oh, I thought
they love spikes. They love when the spikes come up.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. If you position your asshole right, put a little fist on the spike. It's a good joke for 30 years in comedy.
Mem Danny here in New York is...
Mem Danny? Who says his name like that?
Mem Danny? How do you say it?
Mumdani.
I'll tell you how I say it when I'm not on the air.
Do you like him?
Starts with sand.
He calls it ma'am, not allowed to mention that name.
He was talking about, you know, the rent thing and the landlords. And his big thing is today he posted was that the people that are renting can't be evicted without all of the court hearings and everything. And he thinks this is a good thing. Like, he loves the idea of people squatting in apartments and not paying their rent and then not being able to get kicked out for months, if not years,
right,
in litigation with things. And he sees this as a good thing.
Why do you like him?
Jimmy, I don't like him.
Oh, okay.
Literal Anthony here. I don't like him, Jimmy.
Do you know the squatters? Because that makes me very angry.
Stand them.
There's nothing I hate more than squatters.
Yes.
Like, there's
no wonder your wife has a dick.
I guess I'm the squatter. I have such a hatred of those fucking people that like I think
deadbeats.
They should. Yeah, but it's just the idea that you know you're. Like, when you're living in a house, like on Netflix, they have those shows like World's Worst Roommate.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are squatters, and they're like, they just walk into your house.
Yeah.
And you can't kick them out because they have a fake lease.
You can't kick them out. You can't turn off the heat, the hot water, the electric. That would be your first move. Like, oh, you're going to stay here? Yeah. Well, you're not getting anything. They compel you to keep paying for their utilities and everything.
I think lawyers who take those cases, like, lawyers have to. But you should be allowed to execute lawyers who take the cases of these fucking vermin.
Going out on a limb, saying that lawyers maybe not the most wonderful people.
No, I mean,
ethical.
Until you need one. Until your hard drive gets raided.
I think the one thing I would prefer them to go after is the people that buy a ton of apartments and just sit on them. There's a percentage of like apartments in Manhattan that are empty all year.
It's just like, what, an investment?
They
know the price is going
to
go up.
I don't think the term is appropriate anymore. Sheiks? The Arab billionaires? They'll just buy out a couple floors of a building and go, I'll sell this in 20 years.
Yeah.
But then there's nowhere to live in the city anymore.
Why won't they lease them out and make the money? I mean, not that they need the money, but why won't they want them in prestige?
Yeah, they just sit on... I want to say it's something... way more apartments than you think in Manhattan are all empty.
Yeah, it's kind of like, if it's an investment, though, why do people feel that there's some obligation from New York City to be affordable to people? It's an expensive fucking place to live.
Yes, it is.
And it's all like, we need New York to be affordable for everyone. Why? They don't say that about Bel Air or Beverly Hills or fucking Brentwood. But for some reason, New York has to be, oh, it's got to be affordable for everyone. No, it isn't. It's a very fuck expensive place to live.
Well, I think people still hold on to the, you know, I got off the bus with $5 and a dream.
Yeah.
The immigrant dream, the old Guinea fucking or Irish or anything else.
Right.
I got off the bus with $5 and a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And I worked my way up.
Yeah, well, those days are over.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, it's like, you got to walk down, you know, every crack in the sidewalks of Broadway, you got a dollar tucked inside your shoe. Rhinestone Cowboy. He had a dollar in his shoe.
That's all right.
Then he, I do like that.
And he forgot his
belly buck over to some McDonald's employee. I do like that Mondani's taking the amount of stuff you need to show a landlord to get a lease down. Like, usually it's a paycheck, but then it's got to be like a year's worth of how much you made all this. It's fucking insane how, like, even a shitty apartment in Brooklyn, like, I think I wound up having to put 4 months' rent down on
it. Yeah. Well, there's a reason. They, you know, some people get in there and they say, oh, yeah, we're paying the rent. We're doing that. And then they don't pay. You can't kick them out. And then out of spite, they destroy the fucking place.
Oh, I had a lady in my old building.
Yeah.
They had posters all over the building because she kept trying to follow people into their apartments. I guess some dude must have brought her home. She wouldn't leave. He left the apartment and she squatted and she would sit in our building smoking cigs in the lobby, drinking tall boys, asking people for a dollar. And then one day they had us rope off the elevator because she diarrheaed in it.
Oh, God.
Come on. How do you not love Denise? Denise is a fun time. Having a brew, invading a house.
That is so fucking
disgusting. A nice liquidy doo-doo.
My wife would make fun of me because we drank the same brand of beer.
Which was what?
Crazy Stallion. They had 99
cents. That's my nickname in high school.
They had 99 cent tall boys.
Yeah.
That'll give you diarrhea.
Yeah, and then
no doubt.
Bush Light, $2.40.
So what happened to, would she actually just follow someone into their house?
Yeah, she would try and follow people. I think just try and steal shit.
Was she a hooker?
I was going to ask once.
Was she pretty?
No, she was atrocious.
Okay.
But yeah, they wound up putting signs like to watch out, like, you know, don't let her follow you. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I think the cops finally came for her.
Isn't it crazy they can't just come immediately?
I think she assaulted somebody.
Yeah. And they finally came and got her out. They said, yeah. You got to go, lady.
Yeah, I've called, even in my new building, I've called the police because there's been homeless people sleeping in the stairwell. And you feel bad because it's cold, but it's like, motherfucker.
Not only do I not feel bad, I kick them out.
Yeah.
And I say, and take this water.
Like
and
I said,
throw it on them.
Those just all icy out there.
It is.
When it was just me, I didn't give a shit. Like, whatever. I live in New York. Fucked up shit happens. Now that I live with my wife, I'm like, get that guy the fuck out of our building.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want her coming home and there's some fucking homeless guy trolling the hallways.
And they're nuts. Like I said, they're
either drug addicts or they're mentally ill.
We're like, great. They just stacked them up in there. They're out of sight, out of mind.
Thanks,
out of your mind.
Thanks, Geraldo.
Yeah, yeah. I know, with Willowbrook. That
Ed
Koch did Billy Boggs was the one.
The serial killer documentary. Cropsey.
Yeah, yeah. What's that?
Cropsey. He was from that mental institution.
Oh, was he?
And then he just moved into a tent outside of it, and they found all the bodies around his. But they think somebody planted them.
They were bodies?
They were rocking back and forth in their feces. And
oh, yeah, when Geraldo snuck the camera in. It's like naked people rolling around in shit.
Well, they're enjoying them. That's what crazy people want to do.
They really do.
So they closed it, but everyone stayed because they didn't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah,
so
they
now
going?
They just ran the place.
Oh, with the inmates. So that's where that expression comes from. I'll tell you, that's what's going on around here. If you want to.
And then, I believe a number of little young women under the age of 10 went missing.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
All their remains were found buried on the property.
Wow.
Zach, what a great time. This is always
crazy shit.
Fun with Zach Amico, who I love.
Macabre.
We're eating corn or something?
Yeah, fucking macabre.
What is going on, macabre?
Fucking,
wait a minute.
Macabre. Hold on a second. Is that like Papa Carrots or something?
Oh, I was going to say she's married to Macabre, but that was good.
Fuck it, yeah, what is she?
You blew me away with yours.
Who's Macabre? Is she getting a bunch of bass hits or something? I have to piss badly. Where can people find Zach Amico?
Instagram at Zach is not funny, punchup.live/Zach Amico, and I do Zach Amico's Morning Zoo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Gas Digital, The Real Ass Podcast, Monday afternoon, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, my horror movie watch-along show.
Will you stay with us for a few more minutes?
I'd be
we continue
to.
On Patreon. I do have to piss badly.
I'd be thrilled.
Please, piss.
You never have to piss. Do you have to piss?
No.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.